Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller.
Hello and welcome to day number 137 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today we are reading from the book of 1 Samuel, chapters 16 and 17, some significant events in the life of David, who will become Israel's future king. David is anointed, he's introduced to Saul's court, and we are also going to read about his battle with Goliath in chapter 16. God instructs Samuel to anoint one of Jesse's sons as the next king of Israel. That turns out to be David. In spite of the fact that he's the youngest and he's mostly overlooked by his family, he's chosen by God. And he enters into service as a musician in Saul's court to soothe Saul's troubled spirit, his skills, demeanor, the Lord's presence with him, make him a favorite. Chapter 17 records a well-known story of David and Goliath. Despite being a young shepherd, David shows remarkable faith in God's deliverance, and he volunteers to fight Goliath. And he faces Goliath without armor or a sword, but only a sling and a few stones. He defeats Goliath and demonstrates that victory depends not on might or weapons, but on God's power. Let's go to our reading, then we'll come back, finish up as we do with some thoughts, meditations, and an idea to take your study further if you would like to do so today. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 says, "The Lord said to Samuel, 'How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided a king for myself among his sons.' Samuel said, 'How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me.' The Lord said, 'Take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint to me him whom I name to you.' Samuel did that which the Lord spoke and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, 'Do you come peaceably?' He said, 'Peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice.' He sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. When they had come, he looked at Eliab and said, 'Surely the Lord's anointed is before him.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Don't look on his face or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For I don't see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.' Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, 'The Lord has not chosen this one either.' Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. He said, 'The Lord has not chosen this one either.' Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. Samuel said to Jesse, 'The Lord has not chosen these.' Samuel said to Jesse, 'Are all your children here?' He said, 'There remains yet the youngest. Behold, he is keeping the sheep.' Samuel said to Jesse, 'Send and get him, for we will not sit down until he comes here.' He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with a handsome face and good appearance. The Lord said, 'Arise, anoint him, for this is he.' Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the middle of his brothers. Then the Lord's spirit came mightily on David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now the Lord's spirit departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Saul's servants said to him, 'See now, an evil spirit from God troubles you. Let our Lord now command your servants who are in front of you to seek out a man who is a skillful player on the harp. Then when the evil spirit from God is on you, he will play with his hand and you will be well.' Saul said to his servants, 'Provide me now a man who can play well and bring him to me.' Then one of the young men answered and said, 'Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person, and the Lord is with him.' Therefore, Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, 'Send me David, your son, who is with the sheep.' Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a container of wine, and a young goat, and sent them by David, his son, to Saul. David came to Saul and stood before him. He loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Saul sent to Jesse, saying, 'Please let David stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight.' When the spirit from God was on Saul, David took the harp and played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him." Chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and they were gathered together at Socah, which belongs to Judah, and the encampment between Socah and Ezkah in Eshkabetanim. Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and encamped in the valley of Elah. They set the battle in array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. A champion came out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span went out. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he wore a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had bronze shin armor and his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. His shield bearer went before him. He stood and cried to the armies of Israel and said to them, "Why have you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine and you servants to Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you will be our servants and serve us." The Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel today. Give me a man that may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of the Ephratite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. The man was an elderly old man in the days of Saul. 3 oldest sons of Jesse had gone after Saul to the battle, and the names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, the next to him, Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. David was the youngest, and the 3 oldest followed Saul. Now David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. The Philistine came near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. Jesse said to David, his son, "Now take for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain and these 10 loaves and carry them quickly to the camp of your brothers. And bring these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000 and see how your brothers are doing and bring back news." Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting the Philistines. David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took the provisions and went as Jesse had commanded him. He came to the place of the wagons as the army which was going to the fight shouted for battle. Israel and the Philistines put the battle in array, army against army. David left his baggage in the hand of the keeper of the baggage and ran to the army and came and greeted his brothers. As he talked with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, came up out of the ranks of the Philistines and said the same words, and David heard. All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were terrified. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? He has surely come up to defy Israel. The king will give great riches to the man who kills him, and will give him his daughter, and will make his father's house tax-free in Israel." David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" The people answered him in this way, saying, "So shall it be done to the man who kills him." Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger burned against David, and he said, "Why have you come down? With whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the evil of your heart, for you have come down that you might see the battle." David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" He turned away from him towards another and spoke like that again, and the people answered him again in the same way. When the words were heard which David spoke, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." David said to Saul, "Your servant was keeping his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after him, struck him, and rescued it out of his mouth. When he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, struck him, and killed him. Your servant struck both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God." David said, "The Lord, who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, the Lord will be with you." Saul dressed David with his clothing. He put a helmet of bronze on his head, and he clad him with a coat of mail. David strapped his sword on his clothing and tried to move, for he had not tested it. David said to Saul, "I can't go with these, for I have not tested them." Then David took them off. He took his staff in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, which he had. His sling was in his hand, and he came near to the Philistine. The Philistine walked and came near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. When the Philistine looked around and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and had a good-looking face. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" The Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and to the animals of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of armies, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I will strike you and take your head off from you. I will give you the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines today to the birds of the sky and to the wild animals of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord doesn't save with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand." When the Philistine arose and walked and came near to meet David, David hurried and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag, took a stone and slung it, and struck the Philistine in his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran, stood over the Philistine, took his sword, drew it out of its sheath, killed him, and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. The men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as Gai and to the gates of Ekron. The wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Sherim, even to Gath and to Ekron. The children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they plundered the camp. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it into Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. When Saul saw David go out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the captain of the army, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" Abner said, "As your soul lives, O king, I can't tell." The king said, "Inquire whose son the young man is." As David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." Well, that's our reading for today, 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 17. Let's talk about just a couple things to settle our mind in God's word today, some things to think about, meditations, thoughts. Reflect on God's statement to Samuel that the Lord looks at the heart. And how does this challenge societal and personal tendencies to judge by external standards? And, you know, how can you cultivate qualities that are valued by God? David, he was anointed king, but initially he served in a quite a lowly position. What does his journey teach about serving God faithfully in obscurity while trusting God's timing? Another good example of that might be Joseph that you could think about. David faced Goliath with faith in God rather than traditional armor and weapons. What giants are you facing in your life, and how can David's faith inspire you to trust in God's deliverance? And an idea for some further study, if you'd like to take things further today, study other biblical instances where faith played a key role in deliverance or victory. Moses is an example of that. Moses at the Red Sea, Joshua at Jericho. And compare and contrast those with David's story to draw out broader principles of faith and divine intervention. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul will keep on singing.